Kinship Radio, the all-new mornings with Ryan and LaDonna. It is 9:15. That was Even If from Mercy Me.
So tell me, Ryan, about the storms of Ohio.
Well, the place we last lived, Xenia, Ohio, the Native Americans there called it the land of the devil winds.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you guys live there? Because a lot of tornadoes went through Xenia.
Gotcha.
Only a couple while we were there. And we
oh,
were fine.
Man. But yeah, that can be scary. Yeah. I mean, but think about how there can be storms or tornadoes and swirls of stuff that happens in life. Well, I was looking at Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, and in this is the story of where Jesus and his disciples are in the boat, they're crossing the sea, and then a storm comes, and Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he's napping, he's snoozing in the bottom of the boat.
Unconcerned.
He's unconcerned. He's napping, he's at peace, but everyone else in this boat is panicking. They're like, I'm going to die. And I just think about how sometimes when storms happen in my life, I'm like, this is gonna wreck me. I'm gonna be ruined. I panic. I panic at things. And so maybe you're in that boat right now where you're facing a financial strain, or there's conflict within your family or relationships, and there's storms happening. And you're like, God, do you even care? Are you here with me? This thing is destroying my life. And Jesus says, hey, why are you so afraid? Why do you have such little faith? So why are you afraid? Why do you have such little faith in that specific area in your life? Because Jesus is always with you, even in those hard times, even through the storms. So as you go through life, just remember that you are guarded by God's power, and you can put all of your faith in him. He's with you in the storms of life. We're Kinship Radio.